Today, Wednesday. Let's pray, and then we'll jump in and see what the Lord wants to share with each one of us. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, grateful and appreciative for everything that you do for us, Lord. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father and that you desire to bless us and you desire to take care of us. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our health. And Lord God, we ask for a word this morning that will help inspire and strengthen and help encourage us, Lord God. Father God, I pray that our works will so shine before men that they may see them and glorify you, Lord. I thank you, I honor you, and we glorify you forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, good morning. The scripture this morning is going to come out of the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10 will be really what I focus on. I may back up just a couple verses just for a little context. But this morning, what the Lord has really been ministering to me about is adversity. We all face it. We all have some form of adversity or adversities. And what I want to encourage us with this morning that is adversity, we know how to handle it. I think sometimes when we maybe face challenges, maybe face different things in our lives, definitely in the heat of the moment, we get nervous, we get anxious, and that's not from the Lord. I don't believe any level of anxiety, any level of anxiousness, any of those things are from the Lord. However, I do believe God can absolutely use anything. And what I want to share with us this morning is something the Lord's been sharing with me. Is to, when you do face adversity, not if or not when, or excuse me, not if or maybe, but when you face adversity, how to handle it, how to approach it. And the best way to handle anything is head on. It's to absolutely look it in the face and tell it what God tells you to do. Tell the adversity, you know, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. It's to simply live and preach the word of God in your own life, so that you can overcome it. Because I want to encourage us this morning that I know I'm very, very sure that each one of us are facing things and will face things. But I want to use Paul as an example this morning in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, probably verse 8 is where I'll start. But Paul was faced with all sorts of adversities. And what we have to understand is, you know, we get to read the full story and we know the end of the story and we understand how Paul was victorious and all the great miracles and signs and wonders that God brought about through Paul's life. But Paul had to do something first. You see, Paul goes on and he says in the book of Philippians, I believe it's chapter 4, Paul says, listen, I've learned that no matter what state I'm in, to be content. And brothers and sisters, contentment is not a natural feeling. It's not something that's automatic, but it is a learned skill. Just like I'm sure a lot of people in this call that'll hear this message this morning, you have skills to lay flooring. You have skills to fix an automobile. You have skills to be a good boss or to be a good leader or to take care of your kids or, you know, do certain things. But I promise you that when you're faced with a challenge, your automatic response is not, oh, I'm content. It's not, oh, I'm happy because everything's going on, but I've learned to be content. Unless God has given you that grace, unless God has allowed you to be able to learn that skill. Because I have an announcement to make. I broke the washer this week because I thought, believe it or not, that I had a shirt, maybe got a little muddy at the birthday party, and I was going to fix it for my wife without her having to do it. So I get this shirt, and I spray it with, Shout. And I won't share the full details of the story, but I thought I was going to do a good thing, and I did some things, and I broke the washer, period. It's not the first time I've had a problem with the washer. Maybe not so long ago, I decided to do my own laundry to try to help my wife, and some things came out a different color than they went in. It happened, and
I'm
Yeah, you're probably right. You're 100% right, Brother Kevin. I was trying to get out of trouble, and I am hopefully, Lord willing, out of trouble at this point. But when I thought about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. But when I really began to think about it, and what I should have done is I should have read the instructions on the shirt or the instructions on a lot of things. And, you know, in a lot of shirts or garments or whatever it may be, you know, it instructs you, wash it in cold water, wash it in hot water, and it tells you to handle it with care. There's very, very good instructions so you don't ruin it, so you don't break it, pretty much. But I didn't choose to do that, and I've learned my lesson, and from now on, I just won't do the laundry. I'll let my wife take care of it, praise the Lord. I'll help in another area. But the whole point of my story is to simply say, we know how to handle things if we go to God first. I would have known how to handle the situation if I would have read the instructions and not forgotten about past experiences and this when it came to my clothing. But way, way more important than that, when we face challenges in our life, I've definitely been facing some adversity the past couple weeks, and God has saw himself strong. But one thing I want to encourage us with this morning is when an adversity or when a challenge comes our way, you'll see what's inside of you. The truth will come out. We were at church Sunday and our pastor was preaching. He hadn't been feeling the greatest. And about mid-sermon, as he was preaching, he said, I don't feel very good right now. And he collapsed. Mid-preaching, he absolutely collapsed on the floor. You know, they call 911, they come and thank God he's doing great. But what really, really spoke to me and God began to minister to me about is when it happened, I watched people begin to pray. And I'm not talking about a prayer, oh God, Heavenly Father. I'm talking about prayer, calling out to the Lord for help. And it's in those extreme times that we find out what's on the inside of us, whether it be something traumatic that's happened. It shows you, you know, how you're going to handle adversity. And in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, this is Paul. Paul's talking to the church at Corinth, and they're trying to beat him up, man. They're coming after him. A lot of the believers, a lot of the people that claim to be part of the brethren at the church are saying, listen, man, you're weak. You talk good in your letters, but when people see you, when people hear you speak, there's a different story to it. There's a different side to it. You know, you're acting big and bad in your letters. However, but when we see you, you're meek and you act lowly. And they were confused about this. So Paul hits it head on. Paul says, and let's just start at verse 8. Paul says, for even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed. Verse 9, lest I seem to terrify you by letters. Verse 10, for his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Verse 11, let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will also be in deed when we are present. Brothers and sisters, the church was coming after and they were saying, listen, Paul, you think you have it going on and your letters are powerful and they're strong. But every time you come around, every time somebody sees you, a lot of historians believe, I read one description in my studies that Paul was a very, very short man in stature. That he, historian describes him with a crooked nose, eyebrows that meet, you know, not somebody that you would, you know, like a King Saul, not somebody that you would think would be somebody maybe God chose or, you know, God had chosen to place this kind of authority and power on. But I want to encourage us this morning to know that Paul was facing all these types of adversity, all these types of challenges in his life. And what was Paul's response? What did Paul choose to do? Paul could have chosen to give up. Paul could have chosen to say, listen, let's just think of some of his adversities. He was trying to defend his apostleship. What is an apostle? Apostle is simply somebody that plants church, that is leaders over the many churches, you know, a couple churches or many, many churches. So what did Paul need to do? Paul needed to be able to travel. Paul needed to be able to have connections, if you will. Paul needed to be able to do these things so he could establish himself. But what had the Jews done to Paul? They had put him in prison. They had stopped him from traveling. They had stopped him from meeting the right, you know, quote unquote, connections. They had stopped him from doing the very things that he needed to do to become the apostle that he thought God called him to be. So what did Paul do? Paul simply hunkered down. Paul simply and very, very, very powerfully learned to grow right where God had him. It's not the easiest thing to learn to grow where God has you, brothers and sisters, but it is a very, very much a necessity. You see, you might not be where God wants you to go, but what if you're the one holding it up? What if I'm the one holding it up because I think that I'm better than the situation that I'm in? Because maybe I think I shouldn't have to face this adversity. But what if we'll challenge ourselves this morning to know that what if I learn to grow right where God placed me? What if the adversity is what makes me grow? Because this week I started back working out and man, I hurt. I hurt all over my body. I started to get fatter. I started, you know, to really, really eat unhealthy. So I had to make a decision that, you know, it's time to get back in the gym. It's time to begin to run, maybe walk at first, do a little running. And man, this morning I ache. I hurt from my head to my toes. And why is that? The soreness it testifies that I'm doing something right. Because you see, when you work out, when you run, no matter what type of resistance training you may do, the resistance is what allows you to grow. The resistance is what allows you to build your muscles, to build your endurance, to build whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Because without resistance, you're not growing. That's a big statement. Without resistance, you're not growing. And Paul was facing these adversities. Paul was facing these challenges. And what Paul decided to do was, listen, I can't travel. I can't go meet the people, the right people that I need to. And some of us are faced with challenges now. We can't go travel like we would want to make our business grow. We can't go travel and do some of the things that we want to do, whether it be for leisure or for business, because of COVID and some of these crazy mandates and all this kind of stuff going on. But what God is telling us to do is, listen, grow right where you're at. You may think you can't reach your kids or your brother, sister, mom, husband, wife, whatever it may be, because you can't get to them in the way that you want to get to them. You can't speak strong enough or you can't challenge them enough. But I want to encourage you this morning to know that if you will grow right where you are, that just like Paul, you can look at adversity and you can say, I know how to handle you. I know how to pray. I know how to believe in spite of everything going on. I know how to handle you because God is with me. You see, brothers and sisters, when the church began to tell Paul, listen, you think you're such a much, or you think you got it going on, Paul merely responded back with meekness. He responded back with gentleness. And he said, listen, I don't want to have to boast. When I come to you, I don't want to have to hit you with all the authority that God has given to me, because Paul understood the authority God gave him was not meant to destroy them. The authority God has given me in my household over my wife and my kids is not meant to destroy them, but it's meant to edify them. I'm supposed to build them up. You see, the greatest example of authority, brothers and sisters, that each one of us can show is building up those around us, not tearing them down. A dictator, a tyrant tears people down. But a true man, a true woman of God will build people up. And that's what Paul was saying is, listen, you're coming at me in such a way, but I'm going to come at you with love. I'm going to come at you with meekness. If you'll meet me with that, then that's how we can do it. But if you want me to come with power and all authority, then I'll come with it. But I would rather come to you with meekness and lowliness. Does that remind you of anybody? It reminds me of Jesus. People thought Jesus was weak just because he came with kindness. But there's a saying I love, I absolutely love. It says, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. And that's what Paul was telling them is, listen, I'm trying to be kind. I'm trying to do it the way God wants me to do it. And they kept coming after him. But I love Paul's response. Paul says, listen, you're saying it this way, but I'm still coming at you with love. Because he said, listen, God is the one that gave me this authority. God is the one that wants me to build you up, to edify you. So I want each one of us this morning to look at what challenges are you facing. Because sometimes in my life, it's a lot easier for me to act like, to look away from challenges, to not hit them head on, because I can almost convince myself that I'm not facing any challenges. But if I'm ducking and I'm dodging challenges or adversities coming my way, it doesn't mean that I'm not facing them. It just means I'm running from them. And brothers and sisters, this morning we have two choices. It's to face them or to run from them. And I believe with the power of God, he wants us to face them. He wants us to face them in such a way that not that we bring power to them, but that we bring power to his spirit and his authority in our lives. How do we learn to grow right where we are? How do we learn to face these adversities? And Paul tells us in his word, he tells us that, listen, I have to, let's just go ahead and read it in verse 12. This is Paul. He says, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Paul, in so many words, is saying, listen, there's only one way to measure your achievement, and that is not by others around you. That is not by people that think they have it going on. It is not by people that you think, you know, have quote unquote made it in life. Paul says, listen, if we measure ourselves by ourselves, then we are simply fools. We're not wise. The only way that we can measure ourselves nowadays, brothers and sisters, is by God's word, is by Jesus himself. If you think you're patient, you think you finally made it spiritually, then compare yourself to Jesus. And that's not a comment meant to bring us down, but it is a comment to know that we can strive for more. There's always a striving when you're in a relationship with Jesus. And it's not a striving to be accepted by him, but it is a striving to know that there's more. What a blessing that God allows us to know in each one of our lives that there's more for us. There's more peace, more love, more authority, more power. Because you have to understand, these Jews, they thought that they had stopped Paul. They knew Paul. Why was Paul even in the situation that he was in? Was it because Paul stole? Was it because Paul, was found breaking the rules, breaking the tradition? Was it because Paul was found with another man's wife? Absolutely not. Paul was in prison simply for preaching the truth. For saying, listen, brothers and sisters, we've done it this way for so long. And I was the biggest hypocrite among everybody. I was the biggest problem that the Christians were facing. But he says, listen, I found another way. I've actually found the way. And they didn't like the truth. And I know in my life, I don't like it when people tell me the truth sometimes, because it makes me either face it or run. It makes me face adversity, face the truth. And just like brothers and sisters that we know how to handle things in our lives, I'm sure each one of us know how to do our jobs. Maybe with Brother Kevin being the exception. Just kidding, Kevin. But maybe each one of us could learn just a little bit more. Maybe each one of us could be a little bit better at it. Because we have to understand that God is perfection. God is who he says. And I want to encourage us this morning to know that adversities are coming. Adversities are here. Adversities are on the way. We face adversities every day in our life. If you pay any attention to the news, there's two ways to look at it. You can get sad or you can be hopeful. And I want us to be hopeful this morning. I want us to know that just like the Jews thought that they had stopped Paul, they put him in prison. So they said, listen, this man can't go out and accomplish the things that he was wanting to do. He can't make a difference. We've literally and physically held him together or held him against his will. We've put him in a position that he can't make a difference. And if any of you feel like that this morning, that I'm not making a difference, or I don't feel like I'm having the impact, or I wish I could speak or preach or teach like somebody, or I wish I could lead like somebody else, I want to encourage you this morning to know that yes, you can. You have the power of the living God on the inside of you. And the Bible says that the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is the same power that works in each one of us. That's a profound statement. In closing this morning, the Jews thought they had him. They thought that they had beat this man that was trying to go against what they thought was the right thing, that they thought they had the only way to approach God. They thought that because we've done it this way for so many years, we got to keep doing it. They weren't willing to listen. They weren't willing to say, listen, maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe I don't know everything. And brothers and sisters, this week when I broke the washer, no problem. But when I saw my pastor fall on his back, literally, I began to pray and certain things I keep seeing. And I challenged myself that maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe some of the things that I've been chasing aren't what the Lord wants me to chase. Maybe they are. I'm asking for guidance. I'm asking for growth. I'm asking God, will you show us what you want us to do? Maybe sometimes when I speak, I should shut up. Maybe sometimes when I give my opinion, I should listen. These are things that challenges, adversities come in my way. But I want to encourage each one of us this morning to know that there is growth in our future. There is growth in our present if we will focus on God now. Let's pray. God, I honor you. God, I thank you that just like Paul learned to grow right where you had him in, God, the position that you had him in, the prison that you had him in, God, when everybody thought that he was settled, everybody thought that he was silenced, everybody thought that we quieted this man of God, Lord God, I thank you that he went on to write 2/3 of the New Testament. I thank you, God, that we benefit from his growth today, Lord. I thank you that just like Paul, we will not be silenced, God. We will come after you. We will not be scared of adversities. We're coming after you, God. We will not be scared of growth. We will not be scared of contentment. God, we will learn that no matter what state we're in, to be content, Lord. I thank you that you choose to bless us, God. You are a good God. You are our Father, and your plan is to bless us and to help us and to encourage us and to nourish us, God. I thank you that your plan is to prosper us, God. I thank you that we are your people, God, and we don't have to succumb to the things of the economy. We don't have to succumb to the things going on in the earth, God, that you are the God that sits high and looks low. And God, we serve you and we honor you and we thank you for the challenge of adversity because we're coming after you. In Jesus' name, amen.